Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just want to say your name and your title.
Stacey Moscatelli. I'm the co-president and chief strategy officer for SuperflyX.
And we're talking because you're going to do something really cool for all fans of the NBC sitcom Friends, legendary show. We all have seen it and love it. You're doing something called the Friends Experience, and it's going to be hitting different cities around the country. And of course, coming here to Washington, D.C., starting March 17th. And it'll run. Wait, how long will it run?
It'll run through June 5th.
Through June 5th. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us where exactly is it going to be located? Where in DC do we go?
So we're at 1025 F Street. So that's on F between 10th and 11th.
Okay. I see a map here. Isn't it near the Madame Tussauds, the Wax Museum?
Yes. Yes.
Well, anyway, yeah. So our listeners know, if you want to hop on the metro and head down there, it's right by Madame Tussauds, across from St. Patrick's Catholic Church. It's like all right down there in the heart of downtown. Well, without further ado, tell our listeners what it is. You know, if they walk into this thing, what all sets from the show and stuff are going to be recreated?
Yeah, it's just a really great opportunity to step inside the world of Friends and to check out, you know, iconic sets, iconic scenes, and kind of relive the series. So, you know, fans have the opportunity to go into Joey and Chandler's apartment. They can sit in their recliners. They can play foosball in their apartment. We've got Monica's kitchen and Central Perk, and then lots of immersive moments in between all of those.
Great, great. So you said that the two iconic apartments, which, you know, in the show were across the hall from each other. And then Central Perk, the big coffee shop too. And I know, I think Gunther, the actor, just died a couple months ago. So that'll be, you know, you got to go in there and pay your respects at Central Perk. Well, very cool. So how were these sets recreated? Did you have to get permission from the TV studio, you know, or is it just anyone can replicate it?
No, not anyone. We had to work really closely with Warner Brothers Consumer Products. And then through that relationship, had the opportunity to work with the Warner Brothers Archives team that has, you know, really documented and tracked and memorialized kind of everything related to the series. So we had the opportunity to work with them to make sure that we got every little detail right, and even borrowed some props and costumes from their archives.
Great. So in addition to actually seeing these three sets, are you going to be able to do the fountain?
Yes. Yes. You have the opportunity to kind of have that opening credits moment and hear the song and, you know, dance around the fountain with your friends. Great photo there as well. And then, you know, we've got some iconic scenes like the pivot couch is always a fan favorite. That was obviously a really big scene and a big episode that people love to quote. So, there's exactly, exactly. I feel like so many folks have created or have quoted that in their days of moving, for sure. It's a pretty, pretty special episode.
So that's the actual couch. It's the actual prop.
That's not the actual couch. That's a recreation. Gotcha. It's a mix of recreations and actual props and costumes throughout.
Now, do you know which actual props that were actually used by the actual actors that are going to be there?
I can, off the top of my head, can't think of anything specifically, but sort of a general rule of thumb is anything behind glass is original, right, and anything that you can interact with and touch, sure, is recreation.
Well, could you rattle off a couple of the props, even if they're not the originals or recreations? You know, that doesn't really matter. I guess our listeners can go and have fun with it with photo ops and stuff. But could you list some of the different various props? You said the couch. What else we got?
The couch. We have the 18-page letter that Rachel wrote to Ross, front and back. Which was
front
and back. And what's interesting about that is that was more than just a prop. They actually wrote the full letter front and back. So fans have the opportunity to read that letter from beginning to end if they so choose. So that's a pretty cool moment. We've got a lot of things like the set layouts and sort of the studio lot and how that all laid out when it was being shot on the ground. We've got a really cool behind the scenes moment with Deborah McGuire, who was the costume designer. And, you know, she really thought a lot about each of the personalities and how that would come out through what they wore. So that's a really cool video to check out. We've got Science Boy, which was the comic that Ross wrote as a child. That he saved because he thought it was such an important piece of work. So we've got, you know, a lot of little things like that.
Are there any magazines made out to Mrs. Chenandler Bong?
There's actually not, but there should be, shouldn't there?
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, but if they, you know, if people want to play the famous the trivia game, I'm sure they could. They can plop down in, on the couch there in the apartment and recreate all those great, great scenes.
Yeah, and we have a trivia moment as well as, you know, when Joey wore too many clothes and borrowed all of the clothes out of Chandler's closet and put all of them on. We've got
could
that
I
moment
be wearing
well.
Any more clothes?
You're a fan, I can tell.
Of course. Yeah, well, that was the one where no one's ready. That was the one they're trying to get out the door. Yeah, and they're fighting over the couch cushions. That's classic stuff. What? Well, so why do you think the show? Speaking of which, why do you think this show resonated with so many people? Why do you think so many of us for? I guess it was on for 10 years. I think. Why do you think people just fell in love with all these characters and all these iconic moments?
I think it really boils down to the fact that it's it really celebrates that time in your life when your friends are your family. And I think for all of us, you know, who have experienced that, that's a time that we look back on really fondly. And I think for those who haven't quite gotten there yet, it's a time that they really look forward to. So I think that's really what strikes a chord with people.
Awesome. Are there going to be any like souvenirs? Like I look on your website, it looks like there's some, you know, like to go water thermoses that say the Friends experience in Central Perk on it. Is there sort of like a memorabilia on your way out?
Yeah, we have a retail store that is open, not just to ticketed guests, but also open to the public. So if you have a Friends fan in your life, but aren't one yourself, you can stop by and pick something up. We've got, you know, a ton of apparel, hoodies, t-shirts, and that kind of thing. We've got Hugsy slippers and some other, you know, smaller items like mugs and pins. So yeah, it's definitely worth checking out and some items that you can't get anywhere else.
Awesome. And just tell me a little bit about the tour itself. So obviously we're the Washington, D.C. stop, but how many cities will you have hit before you come here? And how many, I guess, are even after us? Like how many are total on the tour?
Yeah, so we'll hit 6 North American markets in this calendar year and a few international that we haven't announced yet. So it's a pretty robust tour. Right now we're open in Phoenix. And we're also open with our flagship location in New York City. So I think DC will be market 7 for us, all told.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about, you know, your organization itself, the company Superfly X. Like when was that founded? How long has it been around?
So Superfly X has been around for a couple of years. And with that, you know, we work really closely with entertainment partners to license their, you know, television shows, films, games, et cetera, to offer fans the opportunity to step inside the world of their sort of beloved IP that they really know and love and maybe haven't had an opportunity to interact with in real life.
Sounds great. And is the Friends experience, is this, you know, is this the first sort of thing that you've done like this through Superfly X, or have you done other, you know, tie-ins with other shows and stuff?
Yeah, so we used to have a comedy festival, which is where we really started interacting with IP and creating experiences on the grounds of the festival. We had, you know, the Seinfeld couch. We had Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We had Patty's Pub. We had The Office, and we actually have The Office experience currently open in Chicago. And that's the debut market for that experience, which if you're an Office fan is a really great one to check out.
Oh, is that like you recreated the interior of Dunder Mifflin?
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Well, if anyone wants to head out to Chicago, that sounds like it'd be worth it too. And if you ever, if you ever bring back the Seinfeld thing, that's if you're talking about a show I like probably even more than Friends, I'm a Seinfeld guy. So if that ever comes back around, we'll do a follow-up story on that. That'd be great.
Great.
Well, very cool. Anything else we should know about this before we come? Is there any, I'm trying to think, any COVID stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we keep this space, what we like to call Monica clean, which, you know, lends itself really nicely to Monica's personality. But, you know, we make sure that fans feel safe. We recommend masks. We, you know, clean the space pretty consistently. We have opportunities for social distancing. We try to keep it, you know, pretty spread out. But we, you know, we're doing a really great job on that front. And we hope that won't deter fans. We also have a private access ticket for those who want to have a more private experience with a smaller group. You can come in with your group of friends and family and kind of have that more personalized experience.
Very cool. All right. Well, before we run, round it all up and overall, you know, speak directly to our listeners, you know, tell them, you know, why should they come out? You know, come on out, guys. Here's why.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's really just the best opportunity to step inside the world of friends, to come with your friends and family and sort of recreate those moments that you know and love so well. I think, you know, it's accessible to casual fans as well as really big hardcore fans. I think it's a really great opportunity. We have really fun things happen in the space, like proposals. We've had a number of them. So if that's your thing and this is your moment, we welcome you to come on down and check that out. But, you know, I think it's just a really great opportunity to celebrate that fandom and, you know, pretend you're one of the friends for a day.
Awesome. Well, again, it's called the Friends Experience, and it's the one in Washington, D.C. I just like the episode titles, the one in Washington, D.C. And it starts on March 17th. So head on over to friendstheexperience.com and get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.